it out of my hands.
I just thought you were handing it to me.
All those paper noises, listeners.
Oh, look, you gave me a bone-in pork rack. Chickpeas. I love dried chickpeas. Oregano, dried tomatoes, garlic, shallot, onion, asparagus, mint, fresh mozzarella, fresh fava beans, Calabrian chili oil. Oh, this is yummy. Good list, Tony.
So what are you going to make?
I'm
hungry, so the list usually is better when I'm hungry and I'm not trying to get you to cook hot dogs.
The chickpeas need to start cooking because they take a long time. So saute a little bit of onion, shallot, and gently saute the garlic at the end. I don't have any stock, so I will add water and a little bit of the dried.
A lot of people don't have any stock.
Yeah, a little bit of the dried oregano. And I'm going to put some of the dried tomatoes in as well. And that will really perfume that as it cooks, and a little bit of the Calabrian chili oil in as well to flavor it.
If you want, you can borrow one item from a neighbor in this chef challenge.
One item from my neighbor?
Yeah, you can borrow one item from your neighbor.
Okay, good.
That should be a new rule in the chef challenge.
Okay. All right, so the chickpeas are cooking, and I have asparagus, mint, mozzarella, fava beans. So I'm going to make a salad. While the chickpeas are cooking, I need to get the pork in the oven. So it's a bone-in pork rack. A little bit of salt and pepper and corn oil on the pork rack. And I'm going to rub that in there a couple of times to make sure it really is well seasoned. And I'm going to...
I mean, the deep tissue massage for the pork rack with salt.
I'm going to put it in an oven at 425 degrees for 15 minutes and then back it down to just right under 300 and roast that very slowly. And we'll keep an eye on it to make sure it is getting good color. And if it is, great. If it's getting too much color, I'll put foil over it and just let it go. And it shouldn't get too much color at such a low temperature to roast. And roast that until it's medium, nice pink and tender. And obviously let that rest when it comes out of the oven. And I'll slice it through the bone and serve it as chops. Meanwhile, I'm going to cook the asparagus and the fava beans. So fava beans go into salted water, highly salted boiling water. And once they blanch, and you want to just barely cook them because your goal is to loosen up that skin on the outside and to peel them. So just cook them probably for about 3 minutes in the boiling water and then shock them in ice water to stop the cooking process, peel them and put those aside, and then blanch the asparagus. And since I have mint, and that's the only thing I haven't used yet, and I don't have any olive oil. Do I have any olive oil? Okay.
Borrow from a neighbor.
I'm going to borrow olive oil, which an extra virgin olive oil, and just lightly dress the asparagus, the fava beans, and make a salad with a chiffonade of mint, which is just a very fine chop of mint, slice of mint, really, and lay out buffalo mozzarella underneath it, put the vegetables, the asparagus, and the favas over the top, and extra virgin olive oil, salt and pepper, and that little bit of mint, and that will be really pretty.
You could drink one of those nice bottles of rosé.
Okay.
With that. The people are always asking about white or red for pork. You can do it. You can definitely do either, but rosé this time of the year, why not? Okay.
Your turn, Tony.
All right, let me get my glasses on. See what you've written. It's very small. Asparagus, soft shells, whales. It is the size of the soft shell. It is not whale blubber. Butter, extra virgin olive oil, whales, lemon, ramps, strawberry, Reggiano, butter lettuce, lima beans, chicken breast, chicken stock. Okay.
Right.
Do I have a little bit of, I'm going to borrow some cream from a neighbor.
Okay.
And make a cream sauce with the Parmigiano and a little bit of lemon. And I'm going to reserve that and have that with the chicken breast. I'm going to sear the chicken breasts off on the range. I'm going to finish them in the oven to keep them kind of nice and juicy, and I can rebaste them in just in their own juice a little bit. And when I go to plate them, I'll plate them with that Parmigiano cream. The asparagus and the soft shells, I like asparagus with soft shells. I usually don't like asparagus with a whole lot of other stuff. But it's hard to fry at home. That's one thing. We keep coming up with uses for Teflon pans. I might use a Teflon pan to at relatively high heat for soft shells.
To saute it, you mean?
To saute them, yeah. They don't need a tremendous amount of salt, like most things from the sea. These are big soft shells, so if you want them crispy on the outside and to be warm, they may just need to slide in the oven for a few moments. The asparagus, I would just blanch. And I wish I had some tarragon for the soft shells, the asparagus. The butter I would brown on top of the range and use a little bit of that brown butter for the soft shells and the asparagus. And what else? Butter lettuce and lima beans, strawberries. Strawberries are dessert, sorry. Just they were like 2 weeks away from fresh strawberries.
It's exciting.
And yeah, I
was
just
wait.
You just slice them first, macerate them in their own juice and a little bit of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And let them work a little bit and they'll be fine and dandy. You can do other stuff with them, but if you have any more of that cream left, you can whip it.
When I was a kid, we would pour milk over them when they first came in.
The lima beans, yeah, I would blanch those guys and slide them underneath the chicken breast with the Reggiano cream. And I think that's everything except for the chicken stock, which I will save for another time.
Okay.
So that's all of that. I think that's all we have time for on Foreman & Wolf on Food & Wine. I'm Tony Foreman.
And Chef Cindy Wolf.
If you would like to listen to this program or any other program on our podcast, you can go to the WYPR site and look up the Foreman & Wolf page. That's WYPR.org. And you can download the program that you want to listen to. If you'd like to send us questions or comments, please email us, foremanwolf@wypr.org. If you want to follow Chef Cindy Wolf on social media,
you can follow me on Twitter as Chef Cindy Wolf and on Instagram as Chef Wolf.
Yeah, I'm the real Tony Foreman on Instagram.
That always makes me laugh.
Well, because it's pretty cute, isn't it?
Oh, it's adorable. Uh-huh.
Well.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
And have a great Sunday.